Om Shanti. Good morning. Welcome back for this morning's second main class. Today we are delighted, honoured to have with us Sister Shivani. Many of you will know her from her beautiful work on the Awakening Channel. Shivani Ben is based in Delhi, although I'm not sure how much time she actually spends there. She's recently returned from a tour of the United States, where she visited at least 15 different cities, and I think there are some here who were at one of her programs in Atlanta. So this is lovely. So Shivani Ben will be with us this morning, and again for the class tomorrow morning, and especially also this evening. We have a special meditation session with Sister Shivani tonight here at 6:30. So please be early for that. It's going to be a beautiful, powerful evening. Thank you, Shivani Ben.
Om Shanti. Let's all of us say it together. Om Shanti. It's the first Hindi word that you must have been exposed to when you arrived 2 days back or yesterday. And right from the brother you met at the airport or the station, and when you reached here, everyone must have greeted you saying Om Shanti. A greeting is always a high energy word, because every time we meet each other, we greet each other. Even when we say good morning, good afternoon, it's a greeting which is actually a blessing, which means a high energy word which raises the vibration of the one who creates it, radiates it to the other person responds, creating another high same energy word, and together radiate that vibrations into the atmosphere. So like when we say good morning, we are saying, I have this pure intention for you that your morning, your day today is going to be beautiful. Similarly, the greeting Om Shanti also has a very powerful meaning. And this meaning, Sister Shilu explained to you yesterday. And Om Shanti means, I am a peaceful soul. Om means I, the soul, and Shanti means peace. So every time you are going to hear the word Om Shanti and you're going to respond saying Om Shanti, we're not just saying the word, we're creating a vibration, we are reminding ourselves who I am, we are reaffirming who I am in a world where most of the people are saying, I'm stressed. Haven't we all come from the world where everyone's saying, I'm stressed? Yes? How many have come from the world where you hear, I'm stressed, we are stressed, stress is normal. And now, even stressed is an old word. Nowadays people are saying, I'm depressed. And we have to be very careful what we say with the word, I am. So always keep this as a thumb rule. I am, fill in the blank, should never be a low energy word. It should never be a low energy word, because it's not a line. It's not just a statement. It's an affirmation. I am. I am. So I am, fill in the blank, always put a high energy word there. Always a high energy word. So we come from a world which says, I am stressed, and we come here and we hear, I am peaceful. We come from a world where everybody is saying, I am depressed, we come here and we hear, I am a happy soul. We come from a world which says, I am hurt, to shift to, I am a loveful soul. So it is a shift in vibration from a lower energy vibration of... Okay, let's do a little exercise. Please put both your hands out. We will decide together which ones are lower vibrations and which ones are higher energies. So on the left hand, we will put those emotions which make you feel uncomfortable. And on the right hand, we will put those vibrations which make us feel good, which make us feel nicer. So this will also be an emotion. This will also be an emotion. These are the emotions which bring my energy down. And these are the emotions which take my vibration up, which makes me healthy. So the healthy ones will be on the right hand side. And the uncomfortable ones will be on the left hand side. So we will gently place them either on the left and right and just say it. Left, right, left, right. So while you're saying it, it's getting recorded here. It's going to get recorded in your subconscious which one you are calling comfortable and which one you are calling unhealthy. So begin. Ready? And rule of the game, not to look at what other people are. Again, we are coming from a world where what is everybody else doing? That one must be right. That era is over. That era is over. Okay, so stress. Left or right? You'll have to say it. Left or right? Left or right? We are 300 in this room. Left or right? Left, yeah. Okay, so now start. Stress? Left. Happiness? Right. Anger? It's okay. We're coming from a world which says anger is normal. Anger is necessary. Anger is needed to get work done. But we know how we feel when we create anger. Is it comfortable? No. So let the world call it normal. We know it's not normal because it's not comfortable. Even the body doesn't feel normal when we create that emotion. So anger is? Left. Opposite of anger on the right would be? What would be, instead of anger, what could I use in that situation? Kindness, compassion, empathy, right hand side. Feels good, feels energized. Fear. Left. Opposite? Opposite of fear. I fear this. Opposite? Confident. Confident. Fearless. Worry? I worry for you. Left or right? Left or right? Okay, how many feel right? No, there were so many right being heard. Okay, worry? Left or right? All sure? Left? Opposite of worry. I have to change my vocabulary. By the end of the week that you are here, you're going to go back with a different vocabulary. Vocabulary in my thinking. So obviously vocabulary in my speaking. I love you so much, so I worry for you. Change. I love you so much, so I care for you. So worry is negative thoughts. What if this happens? What if this happens? It's all negative thinking, lower energy. Care, only the best will happen. You are always safe. Taking care, so higher energy words. Comparison? Opposite? Opposite? Self-respect. Criticism? Opposite? Appreciation. Ego? Left. Opposite? Ego. Opposite? Do you see? We don't know the normal ones. We all know all the unhealthy emotions. Because these are being used more in the world today. That's why we have more knowledge of the one which is being used more. Ego, opposite, humility, purity. Purity, humility. Expectations. Sometimes I meet people, they say, I'm a human being, so obviously I will have expectations. And what does expectations make us feel? Dependent. Wanting people to be our way. And then when they are not our way, creating pain and then blaming them for our pain. So expectations on the left hand side, opposite healthy emotion. Healthy emotion, these are uncomfortable, cause pain. Healthy emotion, acceptance. Anything remaining? Hurt. They said this, this was not my way, they hurt me. Left or right? Opposite. They hurt me. Opposite. Someone did something which was not right. So we are not discussing whether they were right or not right. But they hurt me. Uncomfortable. Opposite. When someone's done something which is not my way, I have two options. To create pain or to forgive. Forgive. Immediately forgive. Holding on. Oh, and I've created the hurt. Now how long have I held on to that hurt? Holding on. Left or right? Opposite. Holding on. Left. Right. Letting go. Can you see how each emotion is going to make us feel? This is going to make us feel low, holding on to pain for days, weeks, years, and blaming them for that pain. Heavy energy. Heavy energy brings us down. Letting go, it's over. I forgive. They had a reason for what they said. They were going through something. They were in pain. Just changing vocabulary. Letting go. Attachment. Attachment. Left? Right? No, what is opposite of that? Right? Attachment. I'm so attached to you. I'm so attached to you. Opposite? 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 How many of us are attached to something or someone? Not attached to anyone, anything? Opposite. Detachment is equal to love. So what is ego consciousness? Because we've come here and in this 1 week we're going to shift in our consciousness. Consciousness is like an operating system. Once the operating system changes, everything starts changing. Everything starts changing. So our left-hand emotions are coming from ego consciousness and our right-hand ones are going to come through soul consciousness. Now you see, while we were creating the list, we were familiar with the left-hand ones. The right-hand we had to think of. Though we create both of them, everyone creates both, but it's about how often am I operating through this? And how often am I operating through this? And do I want to shift from this side to this side? How many would want to shift through to the right hand side? Always. Always. Do you think once you go back into the world 10 days from today, it will be comfortable living through the right hand side? We'll be able to live with happiness, peace, love, forgiveness, compassion. Comfortable? Will we be able to do it? Okay, do we want to do it? Yes. Will we be able to do it? We are so powerful. Every human being is so powerful that whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you desire to do, once you get the tools for doing it, it becomes easy. So everyone desires to do it, but you have taken out these 10 days for yourself to equip yourself with the tools to be able to do it. So one is a want to change, the other is a why to change, and the third thing is the how to change. So each one of you has the want to change. Why to change? We know, because our emotions have created the world what it is today. Look at any problem on the planet. Any problem on the planet, it is coming through these left-hand emotions. Whether it is hatred, whether it is greed, whether it is jealousy, whether it is aggression, everything is coming through the left-hand emotions. Now the world is waiting and saying, when is the world going to change? Yes? Does everybody want the world to change? Yeah. And we're all working very hard on wanting the world to change. Even if it comes to climate, we want the world to change. So we're working hard on changing the world. Spiritual law. The spiritual law is, our thoughts create the world. Our nature creates the outer nature. We are going the other way around. We are saying, when the world will change, I will be happy, I will be peaceful, I will be loveful, when the world is perfect. It's not when the world is perfect, I will be perfect. It is when I am perfect, my world will be perfect. It is not outside in, it is inside out. So we want to create a peaceful world. Everybody wants to create a peaceful world. Can we go and create a peaceful world? No, we can't. But all that we have to do is create a peaceful. I can't go and change the world, but I can change one person in that world. So all that I need to do is create a peaceful I. We want a happy world. All that we need to do is create a happy I. We want a world where everyone's in harmony. All that I have to do is create a loveful I. And everyone create an I, and the world will change. So are we ready to do that much to change the world? Yes? Yes? How much pain, strife, hatred, intolerance, disease, war, untimely death, so much is happening on the planet. What's going to be my contribution to heal the world? We can't just listen to the news and say, oh, so and so is doing this, how could they do this, how could... What am I doing? How many of us have contributed for the world what it is today? Agreed? How did we contribute to create the world how it is today? Through our ego, through our anger, through our fear, through our jealousy, through our lust, through our hatred. We've made the world what is today. Now how many of us are ready to contribute to create that world that the world is waiting for? That's all. So there is a higher purpose. The purpose is not just for me to be peaceful. The purpose is not just for me to be happy. The purpose is, I know that once I do this, I'm going to start creating that ripple effect for the world to change. So the world gets created here. Here. When your body is unwell, okay, just put your hand out, let's see how it works. Everything is fine right now. Let's say you wake up tomorrow morning and it's suddenly numb. It's numb, it's hurting. Maybe it's like pins over there, tingling pins. It's hurting. What is hurting? The hand is hurting. So let me say my hand is in pain. Okay, the pain's here. Will it start paining here? Will it start paining here? It's paining here. Will it start paining here? Will it start paining here? It's paining here. Will it start pain? This is my hand is paining. Will I start hurting? Will I feel uncomfortable when this is in pain? Yes? When will I feel uncomfortable? Does the pain in my hand cause the pain in the mind? Think. Does the pain in the hand cause the pain in the mind? Feel it. Put your hand here, the other one. there's pain in this hand, it can go up to the shoulder, it can go up to my neck. Can it go up to my mind? You're going to give the answer. I am not giving the answer. Does the pain in the hand cause the pain in the mind? No. When does the mind start paining? When I start creating worry thoughts, fear thoughts, confusion thoughts. So to remember, it is not the outer world which creates the inner world. But when I create thoughts of fear and worry about my hand, and it starts paining here, will that pain which is here have an effect on the hand? Yes or no? How many feel if it starts hurting here, which means if I start worrying, if I panic, if I create anxiety, the pain in the hand will start? A little, a little, a little. Which means, this is where the equation is. The outer world does not create the inner world. The inner world creates the outer world. If my relationships are in a conflict, will it create pain? Or if I am disturbed, that creates a conflict in relationships. If I am happy, then my relationships will be perfect. But if my relationships are perfect, then I will be happy. Equation. These are all equations of life. And this is where we have to set what soul consciousness is going to do. If I am happy, happy means no critical judgmental thoughts, no holding on to, compassion coming normal, happy, light, every thought at a higher vibration. If I am happy, my relationships will be in harmony, or if my relationships will be harmony, then I will be happy. Which equation is going to work? First one. So thumb rule. It's always inside out. It's never outside in. If I'm happy, my body will be healthy. If I'm happy, my relationships will be in harmony. If I'm happy, I will do well at what I work. If I'm happy, I will radiate that good energy into the environment. I will heal the world. I will influence plants. How many of you have experienced plants get influenced by our emotions? If you have not, on your way down, when you go to Shantivan, there is another very beautiful garden. It's called Tapovan, where we are practicing yogic agriculture, which means we meditate in the farm. Every morning, evening, meditation in the farm. Meditation right from the stage of the seed. So first they take all the seeds and meditate with that, and then meditate every morning, evening. Meditation with the water which is sprinkled on those products. And the result is beautiful. Beautiful. It's magical. So everything that we're seeing in the world is because of our lower energies. If we raise our vibrations, the world will start changing. So instead of panicking about what is happening, take responsibility and saying, I am contributing to change the world. There's a very sweet little story. There was fire in the jungle, and a little sparrow was going to the ocean, filling the beak of with water, coming onto the jungle and throwing that water there, sprinkling that water on the jungle fire. Again going back to the ocean, filling its beak with water, again coming on that fire on the jungle and sprinkling. Can you visualize that sparrow going, filling, coming like this, sprinkling that water? So someone looked at the sparrow and said, what do you think? What is this beak full of water is going to do to this fire in the jungle? The sparrow says, when history is written, there will be three type of people. One, who were responsible for the fire. Two, who only watched the fire and did nothing about it. And third, who played their part in putting off the fire. Sparrow says, I want to be on the third part. Where do we want to be? Where do we want to be? Third one. How all I want to be that little sparrow? So never say, I change, what difference is it going to make? Look at what the world is. It's the power of one. Every power of every one soul creates magic. That sparrow. So every time I'm operating from the left-hand emotion, I'm actually part of the one which is increasing the fire. The fire of vices. Vices means lower energy emotions. Lust, ego, attachment, greed, jealousy, hurt, resentment, intolerance, hate. Fire, it's a fire over the planet today. So every time, even in just in my thoughts, even if it's not in my words and behavior, it's just in my thinking, I'm on the first category. Responsible for the fire on the planet. If I can see someone is in pain, but I'm doing nothing about it, then I'm just watching the fire and doing nothing about it. But if I am creating compassion and empathy, meditating for that soul, meditating for people, I'm playing my part in putting off that fire. So in every scene, every situation, we will be either one, two, or three. One, two, or three. So the minute I see myself creating any critical judgmental thought, why did they do this? How did they do this? They shouldn't have done this. I have to tell myself, I've gone to the number one side. I'm adding fire to the fire. I'm adding hatred to the hatred on the planet. I'm adding hatred to the hatred on the planet. I need to sprinkle the peace on the planet. So immediately, forgive, bless them, shift, shift. Every one shift like this is going to shift the world. And when I'm shifting from that left-hand emotion to the right-hand emotion, I'm shifting to my original nature. And that is soul consciousness. Because everything that's happening from the left hand is coming through ego. Ego is given by a simple equation again. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. We can write this and keep working with this for 1 week. What does this actually mean? Attachment to a wrong image of myself. Image of myself, and then I get attached to that image. Every morning we look in the mirror and we say, how am I looking today? Can I see myself in the mirror? No. What do we see in the mirror? What are we seeing in the mirror? My body. So tomorrow morning, look in the mirror and say, how is my body looking today? Change vocabulary. You have to change vocabulary. You cannot say, how am I looking today? I'm looking thin, I'm looking fat. I, thin, fat is not in the mirror. Body, you might want slimmer. Soul, I have to check the whole day. Have I become heavier? And how does it feel? Heavy soul? Burden. Too much clutter here. Too much baggage here. And when you start releasing, forgiving, putting a full stop to the past, light, flying light. How many are feeling lighter since you've arrived here? Lighter. Without even having started to learn meditation. Last 24 hours, one word of how you're feeling. Everybody's will be different, but any one word, how you are feeling in the last 24 hours. Anji? Vibrant. Anybody else? One word, just how you're feeling. Because every day you will have to check, which direction am I moving? One word, hers is vibrant. Anybody else? How are you feeling? Peaceful. Okay. Anyone else? Connected? Connected to? Okay. Anyone else? Vibrant, happy, peaceful, relaxed. Very good. What else? Light, calm. Now see, you are feeling this even without really having started the journey yet. But why are you feeling like this? Because those who are living here are making conscious attention to working from the right hand side, the soul conscious stage. So an environment gets created, and when anyone will come into that environment, they will automatically start feeling their own purity, peace and love. Now when you go back to your place, your country, your city, your home, your office, your workplace, you will be the creator of this energy. Today you are the receiver of that energy, and so you are experiencing that energy. Within a week you will be the creator of that energy. And then wherever you go, people feel lighter in your presence. People will feel powerful in your presence. People will feel peaceful in your presence. Why? Because you are operating at that vibration. It's like a perfume we wear. You know, some of us have the habit of using a perfume. So whichever perfume you use early in the morning, throughout the day everybody has to get the fragrance of that. Whether they like it or not, they have to get it. Similarly, our vibrations, our aura is like our perfume. You choose to hold on to something about someone, you are carrying an energy of hatred for that soul. It may be for one soul, but that hatred vibration will walk with you everywhere, heavy energy. You create ego, heavy energy will walk with you everywhere. And then suddenly you say, I forgive, I release, I let go, past, over, lighter. Perfume changed. So we have come here for a week to shift from these emotions, which are sanskars, lower energy, towards going here. So the aim that we are here is to reach our highest vibrational state. Our highest vibrational state. That is called the soul conscious state. Ego, attachment to a wrong image of myself. I am this body, I am this role, I am this position, I am this labels. Imagine someone gives you a gift, beautifully packed. And just visualize, hold your hand and you've got this beautiful, beautiful paper, ribbons, labels, beautiful gift. It's so beautifully packed that we think this is the gift, the packing. Nowadays packing is so beautiful, you think that is actually the gift. You don't feel like throwing it away, it's so beautiful. But that is just the cover. Remove the ribbons. The ribbons are all our roles and responsibilities. The label there, my position, wrapping paper, all this beautiful wrapping paper. And inside is a velvet box. That velvet box is so beautiful, we thought this is the gift. That's just a box. This box. And where's the diamond? Little diamond inside. So we've actually lived our life with everything that can be seen, and we rarely ever reached to that diamond inside the box. Soul consciousness means always remembering, I am that divine, pure, beautiful energy, and the one I am talking to, the one I am connecting to, is also that pure divine energy. Not a role, not a nationality, not a religion, not a caste, not a body, not a gender. Not a gender. Man or woman is the gender of that velvet box, not of the diamond inside. American, Indian, European is the nationality of that velvet box, not of the diamond inside. So when we look at ourselves through roles, responsibilities, nationalities, religion, we're all different from each other. And so we moved away. But when I say, I'm a soul meeting another soul, it just brings everyone together, all barriers over. We're all the same. We're all the same. And every soul is beautiful. Every soul is perfect. Every soul is divine. But over a journey of many births, many situations, some acquired habits, acquired habits. Look at a baby. You see, whenever you're in a shopping mall or a market or even in the car or on the road, when you see a baby, isn't a baby very attractive? Is a baby attractive? Yes? Any of you have your baby photo? Oh, that era, maybe we were not clicking photos also like how we're clicking today. But see your baby photo and see your photo now. What has changed? Baby is egoless. Baby is egoless. Baby doesn't have I am so and so. No. But then came the layers of I am so and 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 so. And that purity disappeared and the layers of ego. Come here. Start Raj Yoga meditation. Again remove all the layers. To reach that stage of baby stage. Baby stage means egoless. That purity. Baby is attractive. Purity is attractive. Purity is attractive. Baby unconditionally accepts everyone. Baby doesn't look at position, role, age, gender, nothing. Attractive. No critical, judgmental thinking. Attractive. So soul consciousness is that. Purity. Looks at everyone the same way. Everyone is same. Everyone is same. Not connecting to their role, just connecting to the soul. Working with the role, but connecting to the soul. Living with the relationship, but connecting to the soul. So ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. And Raj Yoga meditation is going back to knowing who I am. Who I am. Now visualize, you're going to meet someone. You're going to meet the head of a company. Okay, just close your eyes for 30 seconds. Just let's do this little journey. But sit straight, no falling asleep. Huh? Only 30 seconds allowed. Just visualize yourself in your car. You're going to meet the head of a company. Just arrive at the organization, that company gate. Maybe there is someone at that gate to help you come in and park your car. And then you enter into the company. And there is a sister at the reception to greet you and to ask you and guide you for where you want to go. And then you reach the third floor. And there is a manager, senior manager of that company, who is going to take care of what work you have come there for. And then back in the lift and the elevator, and we are on the seventh floor meeting the head of that company. In 4 minutes, we have met 4 people. The brother at the gate helped us to park the car. The sister at the reception to guide us. The senior manager on the third floor to talk to us about the work for which we are there. And the seventh floor, we met the head of the company. 4 minutes, we met 4 people. Now open your eyes, come back. 4 minutes, we met 4 people. Is our consciousness, is our behavior the same with all 4? Is it the same with all 4? Is it different with all 4? Which one out of those 4 is my original nature? Which one out of all those 4 is my original nature? 1, 2, 3, 4. Which one out of those 4 is my nature? Because I changed 4 times, right? In 4 minutes, I changed 4 times. A little change, but I changed 4 times. Which one out of those 4 is my nature? My nature. The brother at the gate, the sister at the reception, the brother on the third floor or the head of the company on the seventh floor? Which one was I in my nature? Okay, how many feel one? How many feel two? All answers are right over here for the next 1 week. So just share your answer. How many feel three? And how many feel fourth one? Okay. Why did we change four times? Why did we change four times? Because we were meeting the... What had changed four times? Roles had changed four times over there. Why did we change four times? Because we were meeting the role. Had we to meet the soul, how many times would we change? No. That is soul consciousness. Work according to the role. So when you went and met the brother at the gate, maybe he opened the gate for you, maybe he walked there and he helped you to park your car. That's his role. You taking that help is your role. But you are talking to that soul. Not higher, not lower. Equal. Roles different. Then you met the sister at the reception. She stood up, good morning, greeted you. Role. Respect for the soul. Not higher, not lower. And when you reached the top floor to meet the head of the company, you may have probably opened the door for them or pulled the chair for them. Role. Respect for the soul. Not higher, not lower. So when we are in our soul conscious stage, we are not going to feel superior to anyone. We are not going to feel inferior to anyone. We are going to be... It's only a role. So we are living in a world operating through role consciousness. We will still be working with roles. So regard for the role, respect for the soul. Respect will be the same for all four. Regard will depend on what the role is. Regard will depend on what the age of the body is. Someone is elder to me, I will immediately get up for them. Someone is younger to me, I will sit, I'll say, come, sit here. Age, not of the soul, age of the. So don't say, I am elder to you. Not the truth. I am elder to you is not the truth. My body is elder to your body. It's like this sari which I'm wearing is 2 years old. And you probably bought your nice white kurta yesterday. So I say, you know what? I am elder to you. Why? Because my sari is 2 years old. That's why. So I the soul, you the soul, same age. Body can be 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20. Doesn't matter. Don't behave with people according to the age of the body. Respect for every soul, whether it is in a 5-year-old body or whether it's in a 100-year-old body. It's just the age of the body. Regard for the age. Someone elder comes, we will stand, we will pull a chair. Regard and respect. We have to go on seeing the difference. Regard for the wisdom, regard for the knowledge, regard for the education, regard for the role. Respect for every soul. Every soul. Then our nature will be for same with every soul. That is soul consciousness. We don't have to change four times with four people. We will just be the same. And that same will be our nature, ourself. So can you see how much difference it will create when we are operating through soul consciousness? So the higher I go in my roles, my ego does not have to increase. It's just a role. So that is the first step to soul consciousness. Now this will be a little practice we will do in this 1 week. While doing everything, while meeting people, while asking people, where are you from? Okay, which country are you from? Which religion do you practice? Understanding, this is all outer. We are all the same. We are all the same. We are all one family. And most important, every soul is a pure soul. Every soul is a pure soul. We may be looking for peace and love, and so we may be using a method which might not be right. But originally, every soul is a... It's like most of us are wearing white today. It's early morning, we are wearing white. By the end of the day, we may have a little stain here and there, right? Yes, possible. But will everyone's stain be the same? No. Similarly, every soul is same, pure. Let's call it white. It's not white in color, but let's call it white. Every soul is pure. That's the nature of every soul. But on this cycle of so many births, so many lifetimes, so many situations, we created this different, a little anger, a little aggression, a little fear, a little hatred. Different. But every soul is a pure soul. Every soul is a peaceful soul. So what soul conscious helps us to do is, even if you are seeing someone not doing something right, do not see them through the lens of what is their acquired nature. Create a blessing for them through your original nature, and just say in your mind, even if you can't say it to them in words, say it to them in your mind, you are a beautiful soul. You are a pure soul. You are a powerful soul. You are a peaceful soul. Just create that vibration. Give them the strength to change. Give them the strength to change. Because when we come through our original nature, it will become easy to see others through that nature. It's like if you see me tomorrow with all stains here, you know this is just a stain. Original color is white. Original color is white, and you know that all it needs is to clean that stain. But sometimes maybe I am not cleaning my stain. You can pick up something and clean it for me. You can pick up something and clean it for me. Don't we help sometimes somebody to clean the stain on their dress? Well, meditation is about helping others to clean the stain that they have created on this journey of many lifetimes. The third thing that will happen with soul consciousness, you become a master of your life. We shift from being emotionally dependent to saying, I am the creator. Who creates our every thought and feeling? Who is the creator of our every thought and feeling? Who creates? I or situations or people? I. Always I? Always I? Right. Now when it is always I, vocabulary will change. My vocabulary will not say, they are so irritating. No. Who creates the irritation? Who is creating the irritation? I will not say, they upset me. They hurt me. Has anyone ever created hurt? How many of you have been ever hurt by someone? Please raise your hand. Acha. How many names are there on the list? Quite a few. You know? Let's look at it. We need to delete that list today because that will raise our energies also. When we say they hurt me, that means they did something which was not my way. They said something which was not my way. They behaved in a manner which was not right according to me, even though they may have believed it's right. That was not right according to me. Again, put them on their left hand. Choose one of the list and put them on the left hand. Put yourself on the right hand. And just rewind your memory a little bit. And just bring on your screen of your mind, what exactly did they do? Don't go too much in the details of that, otherwise we'll create the hurt again right now. So just rewind. What did they do? What did they say? How did they behave? It's on the left hand what they are doing. Whatever they are doing, the worst, it's on the left hand. And my mind is on the right hand. Now just look at it. They shouted, they screamed, they abused, they betrayed, they cheated, they lied. Everything is outside. left hand. Did they enter into my mind and hurt me? Did they enter into my mind and disturb me? They shouted, they screamed, they lied, they betrayed, they exploited. Everything was wrong. But did they enter into my mind and hurt me? Think. Did they enter into my mind? Where's the hurt? Hurt is not outside. Cheating is outside. Betrayal is outside. Wrong words are outside. Hurt is not outside. Where is the hurt? Put your finger. Where is the hurt? It's here. Did they enter here and hurt me? Yes or no? Sure. Sure. Who hurt me then? I. How did I hurt myself? How did I hurt myself? How did I hurt myself? There's a crying thought that started getting created here. That became pain. That became a wound. And if I still remember it today, that means the wound is still there. How did I create the hurt? So let's say a simple thing. Somebody walked up to me, someone whom I really liked and I thought they were the most important person in my life, and they walked up to me and said, "You're horrible. I just can't stand even 1 minute of you around me." I was like, oh. I thought I meant the world to them. And they say, "I can't stand you even for 1 minute." They said it and they walked away, their part. They were right or wrong? No discussion right now. Important is, they said what they said. The hurt was not created by what they said or what they did. The hurt was created by what I thought about what they said, what they did. So who's creating the hurt? They can only say it here and go away. They cannot enter into my mind and create my pain for me. The hurt is not outside. The cheating is outside. The betrayal is outside. The loss is outside. The hurt is here. So who hurts me? Who hurts me? Who hurts me? Let's say it, because that list is going to become very short now. Who hurts me? How did I hurt myself? By repeating their words and by saying, "This is how they said to me. Is this who I am? This is what I deserve. I." So now remove those 10 names and put name only one name there. There's a sister who comes to our meditation center in Delhi, and she must be about 40, 45 right now. When she was a child, about 5 years old, her parents had to go out for the day and they left her with friends there, full of trust. But that 5-year-old child was abused that day. At the age of 40 also, she holds that trauma very, very strong. And she was never able to forgive her parents for that. That was recorded when she was 5 years old, the body. She didn't forgive her parents. She doesn't trust people. She's lived alone because she doesn't trust people at all. She doesn't like people. She doesn't want to get into any kind of relationships with anybody, just work and home all alone. And when she started meditating, and one day she was sitting in the meditation room and she just came out and she said, "What have I done?" I said, "What happened?" She said, "That person did what that person did 35 years back only once to my body." She was very clear now with the Gyan. "That person did what that person did 35 years back to my body. What did I do to myself for 35 years? She said, "What did I do to myself for 35 years? So you see the difference? Anything that another person does is outside. It may be the worst, but it is still outside. There is one place the other person can never reach, and that other person can never reach I. That person can reach everything that is mine. That person can reach everything that is mine, but that person cannot reach I here. That person, nobody can reach here. No one can reach here. And so she says, today, I just release that person from here. Immediately, it's like a baggage. It's like a baggage that someone is holding and you just release. And she was comfortable with her parents, she's comfortable with people. Most important, she's comfortable with herself. Herself. It is my journey. It is the journey of the soul. I will be in interaction with a lot of souls around me. Different karma, different patterns, different behaviors, right, wrong, different. But here, the journey is of I, the soul, alone. Alone. No one can reach here. Somebody can take away everything physical that I have. Someone can ruin my role and position at work. Someone can pull me down from my highest role to my lowest role. People can do anything outside. Someone can finish everything that I have acquired in this lifetime. And someone can even do wrong to my body. But no one on this planet can reach me. Here no one can enter. But there the wrong that is happening is only being done by who's doing that wrong to me? I to myself. So forgiveness only means forgiving one person. Who do I need to forgive for causing so much pain to me? Only to myself. So easy. Long list gets replaced only with one name. Only one name. The next time someone is not right, be very clear in your vocabulary. What they are doing is not correct. But what I am going to do here is going to be my choice. So it becomes easy to shift from hurt, holding on to forgiveness. And most important, heal yourself by blessing them. They are a soul who have forgotten that they are pure. They have forgotten they are happy. They have forgotten they are peaceful. So they are lacking that emotion. They are lacking that feeling. So blessing means, like we are creating a blessing for ourselves since yesterday. I am a peaceful soul. I am a happy soul. I am a powerful soul. Now we create it for them. You are a pure soul. You are a happy soul. If someone is very bitter, just send them these blessings. You are a happy soul. You are a powerful soul. Just keep sending it to them. Just keep radiating that to them. If someone is aggressive, rude, just send it to them. You are a loveful soul. Because that soul has forgotten their nature. So when you send them this blessing, you are a loveful soul. You are a pure soul. You are behaving the stain remover of their life. You're removing that stain on that pure white soul. Because then that purity will emerge. That purity, that love will emerge. And while you are cleaning your stains, their stains will also get cleaned. This is change. When I heal, I will heal many souls around me. So today, before the end of the day, write one blessing for each one whom you want to heal, whom you want to empower, whom you want to forgive, whom you want to change. Just write one with their name so you know which blessing is for who. So write their name, see which right hand emotion they need to experience, and just write name. You are a fill in the blank soul. Perfect soul. Kuch bhi nahi, no other line, but just you are a perfect soul. You are a beautiful soul. You are a divine soul. Blessings. Do not create the same thought as what they have behaved. If you create the same thought as their behavior, then their infection will become yours. It's not to catch their infection, it's to give them the blessing to heal them. So when we move higher in our energies, we shift from consuming people's energy to healing people's energy. Like this. Becoming a giver. And the more you will give, the higher you will move. The higher you will move, the more you will be able to give. It is a vibration, moving higher. Close your eyes, 30 seconds. Think of one soul right now. The one who was on your top list name. Top name. And now look at them just as a soul, not a face, not a relationship, not a role. Just a point of light. And just look at them and say, past is past. It's over. I release. I let go. I forgive. I forget. I bless you. And now give that blessing. You are a. What do you want to give them? What is going to be their healing energy? What is it that the soul needs? You are a pure, divine, powerful, perfect, peaceful, happy soul. Past is past, it's over. I release, I let go, I forgive, I forget, I bless you. Okay, come back, come back. We will do this every day for the next 1 week while we are here, so that before we return, past wound is healed. It's a wound. But who created the wound? I. Who will heal the wound? I. We thought they created the wound and they will have to do something to heal us. This was a life of dependency. Soul consciousness means remembering, I am the creator of every thought and feeling. I am the creator of every word and behavior, irrespective of what is happening around me. Who is doing what? I am still the creator. I am the creator. I am the master. First, I am the master of my mind. So I am the creator of my thoughts and feelings. Then, I am the master of these sense organs. Everything I watch, everything I speak, everything I eat, I am choosing. I am choosing. Then everything that I am doing, I am choosing. So no more living a life of automatic reacting to situations. Choosing. Choosing what is right. Choosing what is healthy. Choosing what is going to raise my vibrations. How many of us want to raise our vibrations? Go higher, higher, higher. The higher you go, see, it's the higher you go, the more you become a giver. Here. And when I'm lower, I'm actually just absorbing other people's energies. So if someone is in pain, I will create pain also. But I will feel they are the cause of my pain. They are not the cause. I absorb their pain because I was at a lower energy. But when I start working on myself, I radiate power. I radiate power. I don't even have to do it. It's just radiating. I radiate peace. So not only I will heal, they will heal. They will heal. And they does not mean only who's done something wrong to me. But they could mean someone who's going through pain for any other reason. They could mean someone who's going through worry and fear in their own life due to their own reason. But they don't have the power to heal themselves. They don't have the power to heal themselves. So the world right now needs powerhouse. Each one of us becoming a powerhouse, a lighthouse, a might house, radiating that purity and power. So when you raise your vibrations, you will be that powerhouse, radiating it to everyone who comes into your energy circle and even radiating it into the world. Right? So we want to become that. That's called an angel. An angel. What does an angel do? What are the pictures of the angel we see? How do they look? What are the kind of pictures we see of angels? How are they always shown? How are angels shown? With wings. Now, have you ever seen anybody flying with wings around us? Never. But what does it mean? Angel mean who will be light. Light. Flying. Light. What does an angel do? They will just come into our life, do something and fly away. Which means they don't want anything in return. They will be selfless. How many of you have ever been an angel to someone else? Everyone must have been. Just think. When you did selflessly something for someone, they say, oh, this person was an angel in my life. And how many of you have experienced someone being your angel? See, we are surrounded. Even with everything that's happening in the world, there are so many angels around us. Now, these were angels where we did something in the outer world. Someone came, helped us, did something for us. Now, an angel who will heal the soul will just come, radiate power and fly away. Come, give compassion and fly away. No one will come to know what they are doing. That angel. And how will we become that angel? By raising our vibrations lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. So the entire week you have to check how light you are becoming. Which baggage you have released today. Which wound you have healed. Whom you have forgiven. What have you let go? What have you let go today? Which scene of the past you have put a full stop to? Whom did you shift from holding on to something to giving them a blessing? Every one little shift will shift your energy. Anyone feeling better physically in the last 24 hours? Good sleep? Anyone? Raise your hands. Simple. So when I start feeling better here, the first thing which is going to benefit is going to be this body. And then the next to benefit will be people, then the work, and then the world. When I change, the world will change. Now, this whole journey of raising my vibrations can go one step higher if I get a chance to connect to someone higher than me. Right? So one is I raise my vibrations, but one is I get a ready-made powerhouse whom I can connect and so that I can raise my vibrations even higher. How many of us would want that ready-made one powerhouse so that I can raise myself and move higher? Yes, we all want that one. That is that higher power. That is that divine power. That is that ocean of power. The ocean of purity, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace. We can call that power by any name. Names are different. We are not to entangle in the name, in the word. It is the understanding. It is the understanding that I am a soul, and yesterday sister must have shared with you original nature of every soul. Did you write it down? What is the original nature of every soul? So let's revise it. What was it? Original nature? Peace? Love? Yes. Purity? Bliss? Power? Knowledge? Happiness. Seven original qualities of every soul. Purity? Peace? Power? Love? Happiness, knowledge, bliss. This is original nature of every soul. Underline the word every soul. Not few souls, every soul. And there is one soul who does not come into this cycle of birth and death. Each soul comes into this cycle of birth and death. Cycle of birth and death means either soul take this costume. Come into action, interaction, relationships, work, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. After that, the body is old. Which means I wear this sari for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. After that, it's going to get old and tear. It's only the costume. I continue to live, right? I just change my sari. I just changed the sari because the sari is no more useful now. Similarly, I, the soul, wear another costume, which is this body. So I use this body for 50, 80, 100 years. Body not working anymore. I, the soul, leave the costume. I take another body. Then I start another journey. So this is my cycle. I am in this cycle of taking one costume, set of people, body not working anymore. I change the costume. Journey continues. But there is one soul who does not come into this journey. And that soul is that supreme soul, the highest power. But I, the soul, have the same qualities as that supreme soul. Same qualities. And that's why, since we were kids, we heard this, but we really did not understand the meaning of this. And we heard that God made man in his own image. God made man in his own image, which means we are like. What does that line mean? God made us like. What does it mean? We are like. Like. God made man in his own image. Haven't we heard this in school? We are listening to this, right? God made man in his own image. What does that mean? What does this line mean? I am like. Say it. See, we are not even having the courage to be able to say it, because like, where are we like God? We are so far away. So far away. But the truth is yes. Because God, the highest power, the supreme power, is the ocean of purity. I am a pure soul. Ocean of peace. I am a peaceful soul. Ocean of love. I am a loveful soul. Ocean of powers. I am a powerful soul. So my those seven original qualities, that highest power is the ocean of all those seven qualities. So when I, the soul, start creating a very beautiful personal connection with the ocean of purity, peace and power, it's like you've come to this place. You don't yet know too much about everything in this place. You don't even know the people living in this campus. But yet, the vibrations of the people living in this campus, the vibration of the place that they have created, has already started influencing you. Right? Already started influencing, already feeling a little peaceful. By the seventh day, much more peaceful. Today is little peaceful. By seventh day, influence will be higher. Tenth day, you go back to your city and you will start influencing people. Right now, being influenced, and then you will start influencing, which means whoever's energy space I am in, I start getting influenced by their vibrations. Now, what if I am in connection? If I am in connection with the ocean of purity for a few minutes every day. If I am in connection with the ocean of peace for a few minutes also every day, will that start having any influence on me? Will that start having any influence on me? Yes, no? Yes or no? Yes. So if I am in the presence of a powerful, peaceful soul, I get influenced. If I am in connection with the ocean of peace, the ocean of purity, the ocean of love and compassion, will I not get influenced? And so, one is making effort to raise your vibration by working on every thought, working on every feeling, which is part of this journey. But to make this very easy is to spend few minutes every day in connection with the ocean of purity and peace. Just being in connection, which we will see on this journey of 7 days, how to do it. But just being in connection there. It's like, just go and sit on that seashore. Just go and sit on the seashore. How does it feel? Do we have to do anything sitting on the seashore? Just go and sit. And we will start feeling calm and peaceful and cool, just going and sitting there. So if I sit, which means I the soul, not this body sitting, but I the soul in connection with that ocean of purity, peace and love and power, then raising my vibration becomes easier, easier. Then comes the third step, that I'm not just spending a few minutes in connection, but I start experiencing a personal relationship. A personal relationship. How many of you have ever experienced telepathy? Matlab, you think of somebody and that person calls you up, you have a question on your mind and that other person starts answering. I'm like, how did you know I was going to ask you this? I never told you, I never wrote to you. The other person, I don't know, I didn't know you wanted to ask, I just said it. And we thought like, oh, coincidence. Nothing is coincidence. We are communicating at the level of thoughts and vibrations. If one soul and another soul can communicate at the level of thoughts and vibrations, can we also communicate with the Supreme Soul with our thoughts and vibrations? Put a question and get an answer. Ask and get an answer. Sometimes not even ask, but get a direction and you start doing it. Is that also possible? Is it possible? Experienced with telepathy with another soul? Everybody raise your hand, experienced. Now if I can experience telepathy with a soul, I can experience telepathy with the Supreme Soul also. That is what we are going to experiment in the next 7 days. Then it's not just God as a concept. You know, God is like a concept right now for us. God, concept. God not as a concept. God as a relationship. God as a relationship. Personal relationship. Personal relationship. Not just something which everybody talks about. Not just something which everybody... My personal experience. Never believe till it becomes a personal experience. Till then it is someone else's experience. Till then it is someone else's experience. The day it is my experience, that day it is the truth. Till then it's a belief. It's a belief. But we start with a belief, work on the experimenting, experience it, that day my truth. Till then my belief. My belief. So that is Raj Yoga. So we will see the next step of how to experience that this evening. But to raise my vibration, connecting with that Supreme power makes it all the more simpler and easier. A minute of silence. That 1 minute little exercise we will do multiple times in a day, every single day. Because that is what emerges our soul conscious state. I have forgotten who I am. So I remind myself for a minute every hour. So coming to the center of the forehead, I see myself pure divine light. That little star in the center of the forehead. I am a beautiful soul. Pure. Powerful. Say this to yourself. Remind yourself. I am pure, powerful. Love is my nature. Compassion comes natural to me. I deserve on this long journey. I meet a lot of other souls on this journey. But now I understand them. I understand what they are going through. I release the past. I am the master of my life. And I radiate blessings to them. I radiate blessings to them.